some of the best and worst Easter eggs that you can eat. So the one with the least sugar are the green and blacks ones. The green and blacks organic dark 70% has the least sugar, and the most is the Smarties medium sized egg. And that has Smarties inside, and that's why it's got so much sugar in. The most saturated fat is that green and blacks one that hasn't got the, very much sugar in. And the least saturated fat, funnily enough, is the Smarties one. And the Cadbury's ones as well don't have very much saturated fat in them. Yeah, there you are. So the most sugary one, a Smarties medium egg. 122 grams of sugar, as far as I'm concerned. Hold on. 28% sugar is the green and blacks, and 61% sugar is that Smarties one. So that is a lot of sugar. Right, now I've been reading a story this morning that says all about how different people open their eggs and what this means about your finances. Now the smasher, they gleefully smash open their hollow egg, rip open the tinfoil and tip the shards of chocolate straight down the hatch. Now this means that lots of people will just say, she'll be right when talking about money. Taking a look at the gorger, these are the people that wolf down their entire cache of eggs before brunch on Easter Sunday. And these are the people that have a big credit card debt because of the too many impulse buys. Now the hoarder gathers all the Easter eggs, they're likely to have a decent stash of cash tucked away. The foil smoother, they're the ones that smooth it all out. Now they may be drawn to bank accounts with gimmicky marketing names or shiny short-term deals. And the savvy saver, they have their egg and eat it, and it means that their money habits are getting the better of you and they need to regain control of their cash. Now is that true? I'd love to hear from you. It's at gateway978 on Twitter. But there you are, that story comes from the Daily Mail this morning. Now I've been on Snapchat today and on social media and looking at what my friends are up to this morning, and of course lots of them are getting ready to go out to church and things, but lots of them are equally eating Easter eggs. Now I've been getting a little bit jealous, so I picked one up on the way this morning. It was very hard to get one, I must say. I went in about three shops, and you know when you go to a little shop and you don't want to leave empty handed, so I ended up with buying quite a lot of little bits, you know, little bits of sweets or whatever. But I got the money, the Easter egg. It's a Maltesers medium egg, which I'm told is the seventh worst egg in terms of sugar that you can eat. So it's probably not best to eat at 10:15 on a Sunday morning. But anyway, we're going to crack it open this morning then. I'm in the studio live and I'm just a little bit hungry. So we're going to get this egg open. Oh, it comes in a nice little kind of hamper sort of thing. I posted a picture on Twitter of the egg. It's at gateway978. Here it is. Oh, there's a lovely sound of the foil. It's all broken already. It must have had a little bit of a dangerous journey. I've got a little bag of Maltesers as well. It tells me there's 186 calories in that. But anyway, now we're looking at different types of people, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm a smasher. So let's... There you are, I smashed up the egg. Oh, it looks brilliant. Oh, let's have a bite. Oh, I love chocolate. Oh, that's really, really nice. It's probably not best to eat it live on air, is it? Oh, yeah, so good. That's going to keep me company throughout the rest of the show. Right, you're listening to Gateway 97.8 here. After Dua Lipa, we are going to turn the pages of Kelly's Diary. Oh, I love chocolate.